Hello, this is TJ.
Hi, TJ. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, there is actually. But the other question, because I saw it, the other thing I have is, wasn't this, did you guys change, it's supposed to be changed. I'm supposed to get every other month free. Did I get last month free?
Let me look. Yeah, so the April 14th payment was a free month. That was a service credit. And so the last time we got paid was in March, on March 14th.
Okay. And the other question I have is, what exactly, because I mean, when I was talking to them, they said they could do this every other month thing, which is nice. One of my bigger concerns is also, what are we going to do to make it useful that it's going to be worth my while to continue to use? Because I haven't gotten a single lead from any of my web services in the last, boy, we're talking probably the last, I think the last lead I got was like early last year.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's been really horrible services, and that's why I called, and they said they could do this. But, I mean, even now I'm looking at this, and I'm like, there's just, you know, there's really, really slow, and there's nothing coming up here.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of things. Number one, I could have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account and also start doing some weekly posts, which usually starts getting you better results, because each time a post is created, you become more relevant to Google. The one thing you could do on your end, and you're already doing very, very well in this department because you have five-star ratings on Google, but it's always good to get another five-star here and there. So you have one that's recent from last month, April 9th, but before that, there wasn't a fresh review since September of 2023. So sometimes things like that will affect conversion. You know, if there's companies up there that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them, and then there's a company that has an older review from September, you know, sometimes that, you know, kind of influences which company they call. So I can send you a review generator email, and it will help you get some more five-star reviews here and there. And I know that that will help you tremendously too.
I gotta do something, because I mean, at this rate, I kind of got a lot of money dumped into this thing, and I've got really no return. The only thing I get is I get some people, you know, sending me information because they want me to come sign up for whatever program they're trying to sell. So, I mean, I'm not getting anything from it.
Interesting.
But it's been really kind of not very good, and unfortunately it's been at the back of my mind. But I was actually just looking at it again like a couple weeks ago, and it's just, I just don't know what's going on here, because like I said, you guys can tell me at least they're good from it. I mean, if you go on my dashboard, which you guys can do, you can see there's only, I think the last lead I got, a lead last month, and it was for somebody trying to sell me something. It wasn't somebody trying to get some work. It was some place trying to sell me, I don't know, some crap.
Yeah, I see that. It's from this Mark Wilson guy, and are you looking for an architecture designer? So he's trying to pitch you on something, you know, who knows what.
Yeah, and if you go back and you look at most of them are like, a lot of them, you know, a lot of them are like that. The last, I think, real lead I got was actually from a referral, and they just went to my website because they already knew me. They were already getting referred from their cousins or something like that. So it's not like I was, it's not like somebody's randomly searching for a bathroom model. They were looking for my website. And the one before that, the only other lead I got before that was, have been, I think, like April of last year, and that was a true lead, which was, but I mean, you're talking, that was over a year ago.
So I want to explain something to you. With our program, those leads are always far and few between. And here's why. When somebody finds you on the first page, they're going to click to your website or click to call you and get immediate assistance. But there's rare occurrences where they find you on the first page and they can't call you because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. And then they can plug their information into that form on your website and you get notified that there's a lead coming through. But most people don't get to that lead form because they've already contacted you by then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's...
So, like, nobody's contacted me. Nobody's called me and said, hey, I've got your number from your website. Everybody who I get contact from are people I know, or I've had to contact them through using Thumbtack or Angie. So my concern at this point is, even at the money I'm paying you guys, I'd be better off putting it into Thumbtack because at least I get a return on my investment. I mean, I think I've been with you guys now for, what, a year and a half?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see. Yeah, a year and a half. Here's what I would recommend, because on your dashboard, it's also showing that in the year and a half that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,332 times, and you've had 98 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you've gotten a lot more activity than just what you can see through that lead section and what you're thinking. So what we could do is put a call tracking number on here. Typically, that's an upsell for an existing client that they charge $300 for the call tracking. But what I could do is give it to you for free, and they would purchase a brand new 612 area code number. And then when people call it, it would forward over to your number. And it would help you track the calls that are coming in specifically through this campaign. So it would make you feel better because you can see that you're getting more bang for your buck out of it, you know. But also, a lot of people love those tracking numbers because it will eliminate spam callers. So we put a press one, press two greeting on it. For instance, thank you for calling New Lines Remodeling. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both occurrences would forward over to you when they press one or two. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two. So those types of calls would fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end.
Yeah, and see, all the calls I have a feeling I'm getting from the website now are all spam calls. They're all funding calls. They're all software calls. They're not people calling. And like I said,
that's
I know
why
that
it would be helpful for you to hear it, because on the dashboard, if you put the tracking number on there, you could go back and listen to the calls that are coming through too, you know, and that's always helpful, because we've had things happen where they go back and listen and it's someone trying to sell something or whatnot, or a spam call. Also occurrences where it's helped them, where, you know, there was this guy that he was out in the field when someone called him for an estimate. And he wrote the address down, and then when he was ready to go at noon the next day, he's like, shoot, I can't find the address. So he went back into his dashboard, and he listened to the call, and he got the address so that he could make that 12 o'clock estimate the next day. You know, so it's kind of cool because the calls would be recorded and stored on the dashboard for quality assurance.
Yeah, but the problem is that I'm not getting any calls from customers, though. I understand what you guys offer, but the problem is that I'm not getting any calls from customers. And I know this because all the customers that I'm obtaining, I know where they came from. And not one of them came randomly from my website.
Well, here's the thing. The dashboard also stores the keywords that you're being found for. And there were New Lines Remodeling, but then there also was bathroom remodel, drywall installation near me, renovation. So there's different keywords that you're coming up for, where if it was someone trying to sell you something, they wouldn't, or a spam call, they wouldn't type that in specifically. You know what I mean? So,
I gave them the 10 words that I think we did that at the start of this, because they wanted to go over that. They said, what are the 10 things you want to be found for? Like, what are your 10 main services that you want to do? You know,
Yes. So,
but yeah, like I said, my biggest concern at this point is I don't know if I want to keep paying for something I'm not getting a return on. I mean, I've got to have over $2,000 invested in this thing already. And to not get one job from $2,000, I mean, you wouldn't give me $2,000 and expect nothing out of it, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. So a couple of things I want to just go over is that when you signed up in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So even if you were to cancel, we can't cancel an account with a past due balance, right? But the good news is you're only past due for $149 because they put that service credit on for the month prior. So that's one thing. Secondly, I can see, you know, that if we start doing the weekly posts and you start getting some more 5-star reviews and we put the tracking number on there, I can see that you will experience an improvement because I looked at the posts that they had been creating so far, and it looks like we can go on there and do some more weekly posts for you. That's going to help you be more relevant. And with that 3 months, that is enabled, whoever put that on there, where you get every other month for free. If you calculate it out that you pay us, you know, $149 for 2 months of service now moving forward, it calculates out to only $2.48 a day. So for me, I mean, it's completely up to you, but for me, it's well worth it because even at bare minimum, it's 2024, and in this day and age, you need at least a website anyway, right? So for that $2.48, you get not only the website and the hosting and also the first page placement on Google and Bing and, the, you know, some of the directories. You also have the mobile optimization, making sure that New Line's remodeling comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So what I would suggest is, you know, and it's completely up to you again, you know, because I want to respect, you know, what you're telling me and, you know, do what you want. But since you have to pay that $149 anyway, June 14th would be a service credit, which means you would be paid in full until July 14th. And that gives us plenty of time to go in there and do those updates, put the call tracking number on there. You could work on getting a few more reviews here and there. And then you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So come July 14th, if you're still feeling a little bit uneasy about it like you are right now, of course, call us up and cancel and you won't have any further charges. But that way, at least you'll get more value or more bang for your buck out of the past due amount that you have to pay anyway. You know what I mean?
All right, well, yeah, when I get home today, because I don't have anything with me right now, I'll log on and I'll update my card for you guys.
Okay, yeah, and then, like I said, I already sent you that review generator email. It's super simple to use, but, of course, if you have any questions on it, just feel free to call me. And then our technicians will start enabling those weekly posts. We do those typically pretty generically. We'll just put like a call to action and go, for the best renovation in the area, call New Lines now or something. But if you have something specific that you'd like to put on there, like, hey, why not put, you know, I offer a discount for a new customer, or I give 5% off for this, or we're running a Memorial Day special, call now, you could always let us know specifics and we could put those up on the post too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'll circle back and check the account tomorrow and just make sure that the payment went through. And then if you have any other questions, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So you could always call me then. Okay.
All right. Sounds good, Tina. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye.